In response to the first question, where do I start? There are huge number of emerging technologies that could possibly have educational implications. I didn't talk about video conferencing systems because they're pretty widespread now. I'm thinking of things such as Zoom or GoToMeeting or Microsoft Teams that allow you to deliver lectures and discuss with students with full video capabilities online, or lecture capture systems which continue to evolve and enable you to stream lectures and so on. But I would consider that more to be older technology than emergent technologies, although all these technologies are improving. And I also covered really adaptive learning and learning analytics within the discussion of computing or artificial intelligence. What I didn't discuss were e-portfolios, which will come up again when we talk about assessment, or the hundreds of different mobile apps that are being introduced now into education, but that technology now is, you know, relatively old in terms of digital technologies. What I didn't mention, and I think is worth exploring more, is makerspace. These are usually physical spaces where students or people can go and make and explore or share high-tech tools and see what you can do with them, try out different things with them. They often contain things like 3D printers or imaging technology and so on. It doesn't have to be digital tools, but they provide hands-on learning and providing spaces such as that. Some of these are commercial, but there's no reason why an institution couldn't build its own makerspace area for students to go and try things. How should you react? I'm going to take the last two bullets together. How should you react to emerging technologies and what methods could be used to encourage teachers and instructors to experiment with new technologies? Well, in terms of how to react, I think the most important thing is to keep an open mind on new technologies as they come and think about what their potential might be within your particular area of teaching, within your subject domain particularly, and see if they have at least some initial potential for teaching in your area. You might have something like an emerging media lab in your institution that will allow you to go in and experiment with new technologies. I would expect emerging media labs or centres for teaching and learning and technology to be looking all the time at new tools and getting them in to allow people to experiment with them. I'd point out often that those who run emerging media labs and those who run centres for teaching, learning and technology are not subject discipline experts, and it often needs a subject discipline expert to really see the potential for a particular technology in their subject area. There are often actually in your neighbourhood probably some local clubs or interest groups. I'm fortunate to be in Vancouver, which is pretty much a high-tech hub, but we have a Vancouver virtual reality community, and it was through going to some of their meetings that I began to understand the potential of virtual reality in education. And of course, there are always conference presentations where people are often demonstrating the latest technology. But however you get interested in this, I strongly recommend that you don't try to do this on your own. Any of these new emerging technologies will need two kinds of help. One will be educational design help, how to convert that technology so that it can be a useful teaching tool in terms of maybe achieving different kinds of learning outcomes than you're getting from your traditional teaching, and also from professionals in the media production areas. So people who know how to create virtual learning environments, know how to create serious games. So it really needs to be a collaborative effort. But I think the important thing is to keep an open mind, and actually this is what to me makes teaching fun, is exploring new ways and better ways of getting students to learn.